Chapter 14. Rapid Conversion, Reliquary System. Dedab raised his knobby arms above his head and grunted enthusiastically. "The Age of Reclamation!" Out of the corner of his eye, he could see Rapid Conversion's security officer, Tartarus, keeping watch near one of the feasting hall's sputtering oil lamps. Not wanting to risk offense, Dedab made sure his feet stayed clear of the shards of Forerunner alloy that formed the final ring in the hall's mosaic.
"Salvation and?" he prompted.
The roughly 20 Ungoy gathered around the mosaic stared at Dedab with dull eyes. Tartarus crossed his arms and loosed an impatient huff.
"The journey,"
Dedab said, flourishing his stubby fingers. Despite his mask, his voice still echoed grandly around the hall.
"These are the ages of our covenant. The cycle we must complete again and again as we strive to follow those who walked the path."
A broad-shouldered Ungoy, Bapop, stepped forward. "This path? Where does it go?"
"To salvation," Dedab replied.
"And where is that?" The Ungoy swung their heads from Bapop to Dedab. The deacon shifted in his harness as he struggled for an answer.
"Well,"
he began, then trailed off. It took him a moment to recall what he needed, a word he had heard in seminary, used by one of his son Shum teachers in response to a similarly thorny question. During the pause, an Ungoy named Yul idly scratched his hindquarters with a finger and offered it to another Ungoy to smell.
"I'm afraid," Dedab said with as much gravitas as he could muster, "the answer is ontological."
He had only a vague idea what the word meant, but he liked the way it sounded, and evidently so did the other Ungoy, because they all grumbled happily into their masks as if it was exactly the answer they'd expected. Bapop seemed especially pleased.
"Ontological,"
he muttered to himself. Tartarus's signal unit emitted a short, sharp tone.
"Our jump is almost complete," the security officer said. "To your posts."
"Remember,"
Dedab called after the Ungoy as they trotted for the exit,
"the path is long, but wide. There's room for all of you, so long as you believe."
Tartarus snorted. The Jirohane was dressed in bright red armor that covered his thighs and chest and shoulders. Maccabeus had wanted his pack ready for a fight, just in case the aliens were waiting for them near the wreckage of the Kigyar ship.
"You think I waste my time?"
Dedab nodded toward the last of his retreating study group.
"All creatures deserve instruction,"
the Jirohane's black hair bristled. "But the Sangheili did not provide us with the most competent of crews." Dedab didn't like to think ill of others of his kind, but he knew that this was true. Rapid Conversion's 60 Ungoy were exceptionally dim, uneducated and shiftless. With a few exceptions, Bapop for one, they were bottom-of-the-barrel types you would expect to find performing menial labor on crowded habitats, not crewing a ministry vessel on a vital mission. Dedab didn't understand all the political dimensions of the Sangheili-Jirohane relationship, but he knew Maccabeus' position was unusual, that he was one of a handful of Jirohane shipmasters in the vast Covenant fleet. Even so, all one had to do was glance at Rapid Conversion to know the Sangheili hadn't exactly set Maccabeus up for success. The cruiser was in a sorry state, just like its Ungoy crew. With the chieftain's permission, Dedab had begun to try to help. His plan? Instill motivation and discipline through spiritual enrichment. And although this had only been the study group's second meeting, the deacon had already begun to see improvement in the demeanor of the Ungoy who had chosen to take part.
"To the hangar," Tartarus commanded, putting on his helmet. "I owe the chieftain a report on the Hurigok's progress."
For Dedab, climbing the cruiser's central shaft had at first been a terrifying proposition. His strength had waned during his zero-G captivity in the escape pod, and he had been terrified he would lose his grip and plummet to his death. But now that his muscles were stronger and he had become just as agile as the other Ungoy, the deacon could climb while cheerfully observing the hustle and bustle of Rapid Conversion's main thoroughfare. Since he had arrived, the shaft had been given a thorough cleaning, Its metal walls were still scratched and grooved, but the layers of tarnish were gone, and the vertical passage now shone with a deep purple luster. Halfway down, Dadab saw that a doorway leading to the forward weapon bays had been unbarred and its warning symbols disabled. Repairs in that part of the cruiser had been Maccabeus' top priority for his newly acquired Huragak. Dadab had been present as translator during the chieftain's explanation of what needed to be done. But before Maccabeus had a chance to explain what ailed the cruiser's heavy plasma cannon, Lighter Than Some had simply gone to work, torn the protective cowling off the weapon's control circuits, and started its repairs. Dadab had seen the Huragak perform all sorts of mechanical miracles aboard the Kigyar ship, but the Jirohane were dumbfounded as the creature's tentacles fluttered and the cannon circuits sparked and hummed. Seemingly without thought, the Huragak was performing repairs that had been impossible for the cruiser's former custodians, the insect Yanmae. After seeing what Lighter Than Some could do, Maccabeus relieved the winged creatures of all but their most menial responsibilities. The chieftain was concerned they might interrupt the Huragak's vital work. And indeed, the Yanmae buzzing up and down the shaft now only carried basic sanitation and maintenance tools, none of which came close to matching the utility of the Huragak's deft tentacles and their cilia. As Dadab shrunk to one side of the ladder to let a blue-armored Jirohane pass, a pair of Yanmae collided in midair below him. Rattling their copper-colored armored plates, the bugs untangled their chitinous limbs and continued down the shaft. Dadab, while no expert on the species, knew this sort of clumsiness was unusual for creatures with compound eyes and highly sensitive antenna, and was a good indication their recent demotion had left the Yanmae flustered. Yes, they were much more intelligent than small arthropods such as scrub grubs, but the Yanmae were also hive-minded and notoriously dogmatic. Once you gave them a task, they stuck to it, and Dadab worried the creature's confusion might cause them to interfere with Lighter Than Some's work, maybe even do the creature harm. So far, nothing had happened to warrant Dadab's concern, but he was relieved when the Huragak had completed its repairs to the plasma cannon and retired to the hangar to begin work on the damaged Spirit dropship. The Yanmae had avoided the hangar ever since the accidental immolation of their hivemates, which meant the Huragak was safely isolated.